got your Bibles, we're going to turn and read with us. We're going to be coming out of the book of Luke, amen, the 17th chapter, and scripture. It's just been on my heart for the last couple of weeks, and I know when things is on my heart that way, the best thing I can do is just mind the Lord, amen, and preach what God gives me, amen. Amen. I tell you, Brother Eric knows, and a lot of things that come to me while I'm up here, it's as new to me as it is to you. And I like that. Amen. I like when the Lord's in control, don't you?
Amen.
Folks want to know that God's still at hand. How many knows that God's still at hand and God still in control? Amen. They think they're in control, and the world thinks it's in control, and we're certainly living in perilous times. But I'm glad God is still in control. Amen. He's not lost a bit of power. He's not lost a bit of strength. He's not lost a bit of his strength that he has, but he's all powerful and he's all knowing this morning, and I'm glad, amen, for the graces of Almighty God. But had this upon my heart, and I'm going to read a few verses right here, starting at the 22nd verse of chapter 17 of Luke, and God being my helper, and I'm going to try to read the rest of this, amen, and how many believe we're living in the last days?
Amen.
I believe we're living in the last days. I truly do. And I felt that even when I was a young person growing up, I knew, amen, time is, these things were expedient in my life. The things of God are needful in my life. How many knows the things of God are needful in your life this morning? How many things of God are needful in our life? And had a very busy week last week, and I just thank God that I'm able to go. Praise the Lord. I'm like one I seen on the church sign here several years back. Amen. Said I'd rather wear out as to rust out. Mm-hmm. Amen. It'll take you a minute. Amen. But I'd rather wear out than to rust out. Amen. If you know where I'm coming from, I'd rather wear out for the Lord as to sit around and rust out by the elements of this world this morning. Amen. But in verse 22, I want you to follow along with me. He said, then he said, this is Jesus talking to his disciples. Then said he unto his disciples, the days will come when you shall desire to see one of these days of the Son of Man and shall not see it. And they shall say to you, see here or see there, and go, say, go not after them, nor follow them. For as the lightning lighteth out of one part under heaven and shineth unto the other part under heaven, so also shall the Son of Man be in his day. But first must he suffer many things and be rejected this generation. And we know that did happen. Amen. His crucifixion. And it said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it also in the days of the Son of Man. They did eat, they drank, they married, and they were given into marriage, amen, until the day of Noah entered into the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. Likewise also as it was in the days of Lot. They did eat, they did drink, they bought, they sold, they planted, they built it. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even thus shall it be in the days when the Son of Man is revealed. In that day, he which shall be upon the housetop and his stuff in the house, let him not come down and take it away. And he that is in the field, let him likewise not return back. Remember Lot's wife. Amen. Mm-hmm. Said, whosoever shall seek to save his life shall lose it, and whosoever shall lose his life shall preserve it. Said, I tell you, in that night there shall be two men in one bed, and the other, and the one shall be taken, and the other shall be left. Two women shall be grinding together, and the one shall be taken, and the other left. Two men shall be in the field, and the one shall be taken, and the other left. And they answered and said unto him, Where, Lord? And he said unto them, Wheresoever the body is, thither will the eagles be gathered together. Amen. We know that's the Lord talking, amen, yeah, about his second coming this morning. And but I want to look at verse 32, amen, and preach just for a few minutes of time upon them three words, amen, that the Lord very, very specific in telling, amen, all these things, amen. He said, remember Lot's wife this morning, amen. Now this is the Lord. I begin to think about this, Brother Eric, and this is the Lord, amen, bringing this out, him on self, amen. And he specifically, amen, said, amen, remember Lot's wife, amen. Well, what about Lot's wife, amen? And he said there in the verse above it, he said, in that day, he said, he which shall be upon the house and his stuff in the house, let him not come down and take it away. And he that is in the field, let him not likewise not return back this morning. Amen. God put us on a journey, folks, when we started out for the Lord. Amen. And the journey we're on for the Lord, I'm going to tell you, is the most important journey you can be on today. Amen. I like to think about the deity of God this morning, the deity of the Lord Jesus, and just how special, how important, how needful, amen, that it is. And I know you hear me preach about it a lot, amen, but I believe this morning with all my heart we need to know and, amen, and understand today just the importance, amen, of what God is and what God's ways are, amen, in our lives this morning. And amen. And what the Bible says, it talked about Lot this morning. And amen, we know about Genesis back there that, amen, that God went down and visited, amen, Abraham, and told him, said, I'm going to destroy, amen, the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah, the cities about them. They said it about five that was about them down there in all the valley. And he said this morning that, amen, your Lot cast his eyes this morning, amen, and pitched his tent towards, yeah, Sodom this morning. Amen. Folks, I tell you this morning, there's a lot of people today that, amen, pitching their tent toward greener pastures. Amen. Yeah. Toward greener things this morning that, amen, appear to look good to the eye. But, amen, but he knew this morning what kind of things that those places were. And, amen, he knew what dwelt there in those places this morning. And, amen, and Brother Eric, he said this morning that, amen, that he pitched his tent towards, yeah, Sodom this morning. Yeah. And toward greener pasture. He said it was all watered. And, amen, it looked really good. It looked like a place that you could be prosperous at. He might have been prosperous in the world, but folks, the Bible says this morning that, amen, it grieved his soul every day, yeah, amen, with hearing and knowing and seeing all the things that he experienced this morning. It grieved him in his heart every day. And he said at the gate of those cities, amen, grieving this morning. And, amen, and the Bible says this morning that God come down and told Abraham, said, I'm going to destroy the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah this morning. And he said, Lord, will you destroy the righteous, amen, with the wicked this, yeah, morning? And, amen, well, I said, what about if there's 50 down there? I said, amen, when there's 50 down there, will you say it aloud? The Lord said, yeah, if there's 50 there, I'll say it aloud. He said, amen, and Abraham began to walk with a burden. He said, Lord, said, what about if there's 40 down there? Amen, will you say it aloud if there's 40 down there? He said, yeah. I said, amen, if there's 40 people down there, said, amen, I'll save it alive. And Abraham was just beginning to be burdened. And, amen, he knew the pickings were getting very thin. And, amen, he said, well, what about if there's just 30 down there? Amen, he said, will you save it alive? He said, if there's 30 down there, amen, I'll save it alive. He said, amen, he went on down to 20. He said, well, what about 20? He said, if there's 20 there, He said, I'll spare the cities. Amen. He said, well, what about if there are just 10 people down there? Amen. Will you spare the city if there's 10 people? He said, if there's 10 people, I'll spare the city. But you know what, this morning, there wasn't 10 people that were right with God in the whole cities this morning. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. There wasn't 10 people in all the cities, amen, that was right before the Lord this morning. Amen. I'll tell you this morning, he said, as it was in the days of Lot, as it was the days of Noah, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. Boy, I'll tell you, he said, when we see these signs come to pass, he said, look up, for our redemption draws nigh this morning. Amen. 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 How many glad you saved?
Amen. Yes.
Praise the Lord this morning. He said, amen, but 10 people could not be found. Amen. In that city. Amen. And he sat down there. He knew, amen, he had a nephew down there. This was Abraham's nephew. He knew he had a nephew down there. Amen. He was burdened for this morning. You know what I think this morning? Amen. I believe with all of my heart. I believe it's because of the long suffering of the Lord. Amen. That things are just not taking place since. Amen. Or yet this morning. Amen. I believe it's because of the long suffering of the Lord this morning. But he had a nephew. Lot was his nephew. He said, now, amen. And he was burdened for him. And the Lord, amen, the Lord sent his angel down there and he said, I'm going to bring you up. Said, the Lord's going to bring, amen, this city. Amen. The Lord's going to burn this city. Amen. Fire and brimstone's going to come down. And, you know, we don't like them old fire and brimstone preachers. We don't like them fire and brimstone services. Amen. They sort of make folks nervous. And amen. But I'll tell you this morning, it's a power of God, the salvation to everyone that believes this morning. Amen. Praise the Lord this morning. Paul said this morning, he said, my preaching and my teachings was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the power and of the Spirit. Amen. That our faith, that it wouldn't rest upon, amen, the wisdom of man, but it would rest upon the power of God. Boy, I'm glad this morning, amen, it was the power of God, amen, that drove me, the Word of God begotten me, amen, and the blood saved me this morning, amen. Then the blood saved me this morning. He said, but remember Lot's wife. He said, now when we see all these things come about, and amen, and we see the justification of things that's done today, and they're trying to make it right, and what you go against, amen, the alternate lifestyles, well, you're just wrong. Brother, I'll have to be on the wrong side then, amen.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord this morning. But I know what side I'm on. I'm on the right side. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God this morning. I'm on the right side this morning. Amen. And but he said this morning, remember Lot's wife. Amen. When we see all these things come about, amen, as it was in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, amen, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. And you know, he said that life was just going on, just like it is today. They were eating and drinking. There's nothing wrong with eating and drinking. They were building. They were planting. There's nothing wrong with building and planting. They were married and giving in marriage. A lot of folks wonder about the giving in marriage. Amen. That means being engaged this morning. Life was going on, amen, in a normal place. And the Lord come. And the Lord said, be ye ready, saith the Lord. Amen. We don't know the day nor the hour. Amen. But he will surely come this morning. Amen. And he said, don't let them look back. Amen. A lot of folks are starting to look back.
Amen.
Amen. A lot of folks are turning back. Amen. They're looking back. Amen, to some other way. I like the song, and I appreciate it, and I know the Lord brought them songs about. Amen, that Brother Eric and Melissa sang this morning. Amen, give me that old time religion. Amen, and the old past. I was looking that up this morning. I read there in Jeremiah this morning. Amen, about what the Lord said. Seek ye out the old past, wherein is a good way.
Amen,
and ye shall find rest. For your soul. A lot of folks is looking. Now listen to me this morning. Amen. A lot of folks is looking for rest for their soul. They've got everything in the world. But they've got no rest for their soul. Amen. I'm glad this morning I've got something the world can't give this morning. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. They have no rest for their soul. I was thinking about the young lady. Amen. She was a Miss America pageant, amen, winner, and she was a USA pageant winner, amen, and had everything going for her, everything, the fame, the, amen, the notoriety, the money, amen, and all these things going for her, but it just wasn't good enough. Amen, the peace of God passes all understanding. Amen, and she took her own life, amen, just a few days ago. Amen. Because this morning, amen, they thought, well, she had it all, but and I don't know where she was at. But I'm going to tell you something. If you ain't got Jesus, you ain't got nothing this morning. But if you've got Jesus this morning, you've got it all. Amen. How many say amen?
Amen.
Amen. If you've got Jesus, I'm going to tell you something. He's the main building block, kids. People, church. He's the main building block. If he ain't there, if he ain't the center of it, if a man gained the whole world and lose his own soul, what is he profited? In the end, what would he give in exchange? There's nothing that can, amen, that can compare to the peace of God. Amen. We need to look up this morning toward the Lord. Amen. He is our help. Amen. He is our strength. He is our stay. Amen. And it's tragic. We don't like to think about things like that. I don't like to think about things like that. It's hard to imagine something. Hey, man, it's a tragic. Hey, man, that will take their own life. But there's, hey, man, young people are contemplating them things because they think, hey, man, if this world's all they've got and I've got all that, what else is left this morning? I'm glad the Lord can give us things that the world just can't give us this morning. Amen. It can give you the things of this world. It can give you notoriety, fame, fortune, and all that. But boy, I'm going to tell you, if the main building block ain't there, it just ain't worth much. It just ain't worth much at all. Amen. But the Lord was talking to them. Amen. And he was telling them, amen, I'm soon coming. Amen. And we know he's soon coming. But he said, remember Lot's wife. Amen. And, amen, the angel of the Lord went down there to the city. Amen. And told Lot, said, this place is going to be destroyed. Amen. You need to get ready. You need to get ready to leave. Amen. You know, we see things that's happening. We see things happening in the Bible. The Bible talks about the distress of nations. And, amen, the war drums are beating over there. Amen. And the... Amen, and Ukraine and all that place over there, and I don't know, I think we might stick our nose in something we ain't got no business to, my own self, but amen. But all these distress of nations, amen, are just a building up, amen, and they're going to get worse, amen. I believe with all my heart they'll get worse and worse, amen. But we see all these things, and amen, we know that time is near this morning. But he said, get ready, amen. And he told Lot's wife, told Lot, amen, to get ready because I'm going to bring you out of here. Amen. The Lord is getting ready to destroy this place. Amen. He's getting ready to destroy it. Amen. Noah spoke to him. Noah preached to him for 120 years. Amen. And told him the same thing. And brother, when it came, amen, it came in a moment, in an instant, in a twinkling of an eye. He said, as a lightning flashes, amen, under heaven from one part to the other. You know, we see it light up. He said, that's the way the coming of the Lord will be. He'll be in an instant. Amen. And I've seen Brother Josh Harris there Friday, and we had to talk in there, and he pulled in there at the food bank. We was talking, all of us talked, me and him and Brother Donnie Bone was talking about, he said, I had to go put a number on a gravestone down there, and amen, and had to put on the headstone of the last date of the person that passed away. And he said, and we was talking, I said, how would you like to be a stander? I said, have you ever thought about, amen, being standing there and the Lord come back? Amen. The Bible says the dead in Christ will rise first, and we which are alive and remain should be called up to meet the Lord in the air. You ever thought about that, Josh? He said, I think about it all the time. I said, you know, that'd probably be a pretty good place to be. Amen. When the Lord comes this morning, knowing, amen, they preceded you this morning. Amen. that in Christ will rise first, we which life remains shall be caught up together, so shall we be ever with the Lord. Comfort ye one another with these words. Amen. How many believes I'm preaching you the truth this morning?
Amen.
Good preaching. Praise the Lord. It don't sound very exciting sometimes. Amen, but it'll put you to some exciting ground. Amen, there's one thing about the Word of God, it don't go out void. Amen.
Amen.
There's one thing I can count on. I can't count on Robbie all the time. And you can't count on yourself. We try to count on as much as we can. But there's one thing we can count on. We can count on God's Word this morning. Amen. I think all the time about what Billy Graham said. Said, I began to realize in my preaching early in my ministry, amen, the power that was in the Bible.
Yeah.
Amen. It don't need my help.
Yeah.
It don't need our help. It can stand on its own. It's settled in heaven. Amen. It is eternal forever, the truth this morning. Amen. A lot of folks try to change truth. They try to change reality. Amen. Right? Redirect things. I'm going to get off sort of sidetracked just for a minute. Amen. Just for a minute here. We was talking about, and I was down there, I went Wednesday night down there. I had a busy week last week. I went Wednesday night, the Lord laid on my heart to go down there for Brother Richard's at down there. Amen. Be with him down at Columbia Hill. I thought, well, I'm going to go down there. I told him about a week ago, so I'm going to come down and visit you. I went down there, and in his teaching, and he said, Russell, he said, we've been doing a Bible study. He's been the last few Wednesday nights, and he's teaching it. And boy, I tell you, he's done a good job. I really enjoyed it. And he said, we're teaching about angels. And he got teaching about Satan being an angel. And I've been studying about some of them things. You know I've been studying about some of them things. And man, Satan was one of the archangels. And he was a fallen angel. He's a fallen angel. But he was an angel. And all the powers that was given to him, the power of music, power of beauty. Amen. Just because something may look good, amen, don't mean that it is good.
Yeah.
Just because something might sound powerful and glorious, don't mean that it is this morning. But he had the power of music. Amen. And he was discussing about them things and amen and the power that those things have. And Lord showed me early in my life, even before I even got to be a preacher, amen, about the music. Amen. You've heard me tell it before. Amen. And I went up there, I had one of them disco stereos. Boy, I mean, it had the side post on there. It was about as big as this right here. You turn them side posts on and the music come on, that thing would flash. And, boy, and I tell you what, I love to listen to that thing. Amen. I went in there after I got saved. I turned it on. I remember how that thing looked. Had a little silver switch on top. Flip it over, you move everything on it. I flipped that thing on. There's a coldness come over me. What is that? I went over and I flipped it off. I thought, what is that? I'm not. Something's wrong here. I thought, well, I've never heard no one say nothing about that. I went over and I flipped it back on. That same cold, dark spirit fell right on me again. I went over there and I thought, I don't know what's wrong with this. I flipped it off. I said, you know, sir, that's it. I used to love that rock and roll. And Richard's talking about how he loved that heavy metal. I was the same way. I just like that. I know exactly where you're coming from, brother. Amen. The harder it was, the better I liked. He said, you know, said, I remember all them songs. AC/DC and all them and Metallica and all them. I thought, yeah, I used to listen to all that stuff too. Kiss, amen. I don't know what all stood for. They said it was Knights and Satan Service. I don't know. But I remember them albums. Amen. Destroyer. Love Gun, all that. I remember all that. He said, I can tell you the words of them things. He said they'd play football and, hey man, and said they'd go to play in that music, that wild rock and roll music. Said we'd be so fired up on the inside. Talk about the power that it had. We'd be fired up to the inside. Hey man, said you'd want to go out and tear somebody's head off playing a football field. Amen. If you may have played football, basketball, I don't know. Where you get that music going, it gets you fired up. Amen. But Satan, that's where Satan, amen, likes to dwell. We got to talking there, Josh was there. We're going to talk about the familiar spirits. Amen. Richard got off on preaching about, amen, some of the cult. Amen. Or teaching about some of the cult and how we should stay away from them things. I said, you know, God's laid that upon my, I talked to him afterwards. I said, God's laid that on my heart for the last couple of weeks. I said, people dealing with those things. They need to stay away from them. But we're talking about familiar spirits. I'll get back on track here just in a minute. But it's talking about familiar, the Bible calls them familiar spirits. It's not the real spirit. It is a familiar spirit. A spirit that makes you feel like you have that power. You can go rip somebody's head off. A spirit that makes you feel like you've got some authority. A spirit that makes you feel like you're really serving and following something that's really real. It's a familiar spirit, but it ain't the Holy Spirit. It ain't God's spirit. Now, the familiar spirit sort of God, the devil likes to imitate the things that God does. He always has. Amen. He wanted to be set up like the Most High. He wanted to be set up like that. He always wants to imitate, amen, the things of God. Even, amen, even in the second coming of the Lord, even the Trinity, amen, of Satan has a Trinity just like God. He always wants to imitate God. He wants to be a familiar, but he's not God.
Amen.
The Bible says there's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof is a ways of death. Amen. Oh, we need to know what way we're in this morning. Amen. Aren't you glad you're in the way this morning? Amen. Even the Trinity. Amen. You've got Satan. You've got the beast, the Antichrist, and the false prophet. He always imitates. Always that familiar spirit. Amen. Folks dabble with that thing and think they've got connections with, amen, things that's not of God. Amen. They've got connections with spiritual things. They've got connections with, amen, things that's unseen. I'm going to tell you something. Amen. If we're saved by the grace of God, we've got connections of things that are unseen.
That's right.
Amen. We're following that unseen hand this morning. Amen. Boy, I'm glad this morning, the devil's got power, but God's got all power.
That's right.
The devil knows, but God is all-knowing. Amen. The devil can be in a lot of places, but God is in all places this morning. Amen. He said, if I made my bed in hell, thou art there. Amen. God is there this morning. Amen. Well, I'm going to get back on track again. Amen. Amen. But remember Lot's wife. Amen. Bible says this morning, I'll be down here in just a few minutes. I've got a little place to go. But the Bible says that she, amen, he brought them out, that the angel said, I'm going to bring you out of this place. Amen. I'm going to bring you out, representing the rapture. See, God's word always lines up. I like that. I liked our Bible study, or Sunday school last week, and Brother Don taught, and very good, and there in John, he said, search the scriptures. He said, for in it you'll find me there. You know, if we search the scriptures, if we dig and see the Lord, amen, we'll see, amen, that God is all in them things. I'm going to tell you something now. When I was a young Christian, I used to sort of dread looking into God's word very deeply, Brother Eric, because I thought, you know, I might find something there that might hinder my faith or might not add up right. I really didn't want to dig that deep into it because I might find something there. Amen, Brother Morris, it might uproot my faith this morning. Amen, but I realized the more I got to search the scriptures, the more I got to digging, Amen. The more I seen the Lord, the more my faith became. Amen. Folks, I'll tell you today, amen, it's a good thing to get deep and rooted and grounded in the Lord this morning. Amen. Lot's wife. Amen. Lot come out. Brought him out. Amen. And the angels brought him out. You guys know the story. Most of you know the story. Amen. And brought him out. And he said, when you come out, amen, God brought us out of sin. When we go out, he said, don't look back. Don't look back. Amen. I mean, when the Lord said don't look back, he means don't look back.
Amen.
But Lot's wife, and I thought about this. I thought, boy, the judgment of God is just really like that. I thought, because the Bible says when she come out, amen, Lot's wife looked back. Amen. I don't think she was really, you know, and the more I studied it, amen, the more I found out, it wasn't just out of curiosity. Amen. Because I look back some places I've been, amen, and I thank God that he brought me out of it.
Mm-hmm.
But her heart was back there.
Yeah.
Her heart was back there, and she was looking back to the places where her heart was.
Yeah.
Amen. This morning, I want us to turn to Colossians, amen, the third chapter. Amen. And I'll be done. Amen. Amen. I want us to turn to Colossians, amen, the third chapter. Amen. Verse 1, amen. Yep. Colossians, amen, the New Testament, amen. Colossians chapter 3, amen, and verse 1, amen. He said, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above and not on the things of the earth. Amen. Set our affections on things above. You know, we love being affectionate about things, you know. About things we do. Maybe it's your job. You know, a team we're on. Amen. And I play ball. I love playing ball. Amen. I can't hardly play now. I get broke all pieces. Amen. But I love to do things. I love to fish and hunt and love to work and do things. I love to put my heart into it. Amen. But I realize, amen, my deepest affections, amen, my chief joy, amen, is in the Lord this morning. Amen. He said, set your affections on things above. Her affections, amen, Lot's wife's affections, amen, wasn't on the things of God. Amen. If it had been on the things of the Lord, amen, she had looked for a way to get out of there. Amen. But her heart, amen, her affections this morning, amen, was back on the pleasures that she had in Sodom and Gomorrah. Folks, I'll tell you this morning, our affections need to be on heavenly things and where Christ sits this morning. Amen. Our affections need to be on things above. He said, for you are dead and your life is hid with Christ in God. He said, when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall we also appear with him, amen, in glory this morning. Amen, because the Lord is our life. He becomes our hope. He becomes our joy. He is our testimony. He is our stay this morning. Amen.
Amen.
He's the one who makes us rise up. He's the one who lays us down to sleep. We say a prayer. Now lay me down to sleep. Pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I should die before awake, I pray the Lord, my soul I'll take. Amen. Some of the things I remember, amen, about growing up. Amen. I would be, Mama, Mama taught us to pray. Me and Pat taught us to pray. Amen. Before you go to bed, say your prayers. Amen. Folks, it's not cliche. Amen. Before we go to bed, say your prayers.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Give thanks unto the Lord. Let me say amen.
Amen.
Amen. I go up there at my Uncle Mike's. Amen. My mom's brother up in Indiana. Amen. And he had four boys. He didn't have no girls, just all boys. Amen. We grew up together. That's in Indiana. I was down here. We're very close, though. We're still close family. And he'd come in there and he'd talk with us and everything. And he'd say, let's pray. Amen. He's we'd say a prayer. If you want to know what it went on, how things was, and would you have something to do with us? And I never do. I remember that. Amen. Rebecca's a baby, and Rebecca's growing up. Going there and sit with her. We'd talk, have prayer, and we'd say our prayers. Amen. Keep her affections on things above.
Amen.
Amen. At the end of the day, amen, thank God for that day. At the beginning, because He is the one, God's the one who raises us up and He lays us down to sleep. Amen. The Bible says in the book of Acts that in Him we live and move and have our being this morning. Amen. But our affections is to be set on things above. Lot's wife, her affections, amen, her looking back. And a lot of folks are stopped following the Lord. The old ways, Brother Eric was saying about, they're not good enough no more. We live in the 21st century. Amen. Things have changed now. Amen. But I want to tell you, amen, it has not changed. It's still the same old way. Amen. Folks think, well, God, I've just forgotten about these things. They even say in Canada now, we want about the things in Canada. Amen. I ain't going to get off on any of that. But I saw some up there, and they said, Canada, you know now, the government up there, amen, they've got the Bible labeled as a mythological book. It's a myth. Amen. I'm glad I know it ain't a myth. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. This morning. I'm glad I know it's the true word of God. Amen. The more you look into it, the more you'll find this morning. Amen. I better quit. Amen. I give what the Lord did. Lot's wife, amen, the Lord turned, she turned into a pillar of salt. The Bible says, amen, she turned into a pillar of salt when she looked back. Amen. Judgment come upon her. Amen. She turned into a pillar of salt. I've looked at pictures. Amen. They say that was history has told that this object here has always been known as Lot's wife. It's still there. Amen. Whether it is or not, I don't know. But I believe God's word anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. But they say that it is still there. It's located down around the Dead Sea area. Amen. But God's word, amen, is true this morning. Folks, let's set our affections on things above. Amen. Don't ever cease following the Lord. Don't ever cease looking toward the Lord. Because He is a present help. Amen. He is a present help this morning. Amen. And we don't need to look back. A lot of folks are looking back. They're looking some other ways. Jesus is still the way this morning. He's still the way this morning. Let's bow our head. We're going to close in prayer. Lord, we thank You this morning for all Your goodness. We thank You, Lord, that You always now to them that call upon You. God, Your word, it is up to date. Lord, it amazes us this morning, Lord, how clear and how up to date, God, Your word is for us. Even this day, Lord, how it is alive, Lord, in our hearts and lives. And we just pray that You'd ever help us, God, to apply Your word and walk after Your word and Your ways today. God, that we may be alive, Lord, amongst that which is lost this morning. God, we know time is short and it's running out. We pray that You'd ever help us to be ready. God, for someone, Lord, in our family, Lord, or our friends or neighbors that's not ready, God, we pray right now, Lord, help us to lead them to You before it be too late. And we'll praise You for it in the name of Jesus. Everybody said amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's stand this morning.